Like I said, we appreciate being here this evening, and I don't know about too many folks I know of.
Few, I'll just say it that way, that look forward to the Wednesday night service. It's just one of them days that you start out a Monday. I know everybody at work, most time you hear them, it's a Monday. You know, and I tried to tell them, I said, the day's going to be what you make it. The frame of mind that you're in, things that you look at, observe, things you let bother you, is going to bother you, things you don't want. Matter of fact, I think the Bible says, it didn't say what day it was, it just said this is the day that the Lord's made. And I'll rejoice in it and be glad. There's not a whole lot of gladness, I'm just going to tell you, out amongst God's people. And I'm going to tell you, even amongst on some God's people, they ain't a whole lot of gladness. But if we could ever get our minds and our hearts and souls settled, Gene, to where we just keep our focus on the Lord, it brings gladness. And whenever you got gladness, I'm going to tell you what, it's easier to rejoice. So it walks hand in hand in a lot of manners. But we get caught up in a lot of the hustle and bustle of life, and it just gets caught up with us, and you can't shake it sometimes too easy. But I've often said this, and I know I've said it before, and it's part of a testimony, I reckon, and I don't care how many times I got to use it, I'm not ashamed of it. You know, but Sabrina and them, like I said, used to a few years back, and even still yet, sometimes they'd just send me a text, Carrie, and they'll say, I'm having a bad day, you know. And I just tell them, Jeff, hey, just start humming Jesus Loves Me, because it filters things out. Sabrina, a lot of times I'd come home, and she'd be sitting there on the piano playing Amazing Grace or whatever song, and you ain't no different than me. When you start hearing a song that you know, you start singing it in your mind. So she'll be playing that, Steve, and I'll be singing in my mind, and then I don't even remember what was even frustrating me that day. Now, she may not know why she's in there playing, but I know why she's in there playing. And sometimes she does it for herself. She gets called up, she goes in there, and it's just a release, but something other else is going in, taking the place of that that's frustrating you. We don't need to concentrate on the frustration so much in life. We can't ignore things, and I understand that. But just letting things overcome us when we're supposed to be the overcomers. But I appreciate being here tonight. We're going to read a little bit, just a verse or two in Luke 14. We always say a lot of times that this is very familiar scripture. And I'll be honest with you, every verse in there ought to be pretty familiar if we had read it enough. And then we wouldn't ever be caught not knowing. But we just got this little thought is all. And Luke chapter 14, verse 12, start there. It said, then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, nor the kinsmen, nor the rich neighbors, lest that any also bid thee again, and recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, call the maimed, call the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. That's what we feel like reading. And my thoughts that I'd been thinking on, and Cody mentioned something another Sunday morning when Munch is talking about how we really look at people. And every one of us has got some sort of a past that we ain't proud of. But you know what? Jesus took us anyway. And that was my thought on, as Jesus said, I'll take him. You know, we got stories in the Bible, and I thought of them all day long. You had old Zacchaeus over there that was a tax collector. And I'll be honest with you, he was a legalized thief is what he was. Now, I ain't saying all of them are, but that's what he did. He admitted it. When he repented, Daniel, he said, the things that I have took is I'll give back. And even the things I don't even, you can get so caught up in life about what you are, it just becomes a common routine. But you know what? He heard about a man one day that was coming down the street. And he placed it within his heart, and it has to be this way. If you're ever going to see Jesus, you're going to have to purpose it in your heart that you're going to see him. And if you can ever get to that place and you start looking for him, just like Zacchaeus did, climbing up in a tree, trying to just get a glimpse of him. And then Jesus looks up and says, come down. I must go to your house today. And automatically everybody around there starts saying, he's eating with sinners. He's eating with sinners. Well, I'm just telling you how Jesus would have said it, the way I feel it, I'll take him. They didn't, nobody else want nothing to do with him because of what he was. But Jesus said, I'll take him. And we can read stories through the Bible. There's a woman one time when Jesus was in one of the people's house that was kind of authority, had the means and had everything, but then a woman come in just washing his feet. And at that moment in time, he said, if your master knew what kind of manner of woman that was touching him. But Jesus said, leave her alone. I'll take her. He didn't start looking about what she was doing outside of there. And I'm glad that we get caught up in what we see people. And I'll be honest with you, I'll be the first to raise my hand. Sometimes I've thought they just ain't much hope for him. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought that, but I have. But I'm going to tell you, then we'll stand up here and say that there's hope and that Jesus will take them. But yet our eyes interfere with what we feel. But Jesus looked at her and said, I'll take her. This will be a memorial unto her. Then you had a blind man, blind Bartimaeus, standing over on the street corner. Ain't no use to society. I'm just going to be honest with you. He couldn't do nobody no good. Just standing there making, taking up space is all he's doing. But yet he heard something, and here comes Jesus. And Jeff, he started crying out, thou son of David, have mercy on me. What did the crowd do? Hush. Hush. Because you know what? He was a menace to them. But he kept a crying out louder. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus said, I'll take him. Bible said he healed him of his blindness. And of anybody that I've ever read of Jesus healing, that never come back. But society looks at people. He's worth it. He ain't. Well, I'm going to tell you, we all got a testimony. I was 11 years old. And Gene, I wasn't no better than you. I wasn't out there. I didn't have time to get out there. But if we died at the same time, in that same condition, we both would have went to hell. But I'm glad that there came a time in each and every one of our lives when we cried out to God, that I heard the words, I'll take him. Gene, he told you, I'll take you. Now, it wasn't because of what all you was in and what you wanted to get out of, but it was because of the broken heart and the contrite spirit. The frame of mind that we must be in to receive that God gives us has everything to do with it. Yes, he went and ate with these sinners. And people will still say that, well, he said he went and ate with sinners. I'm going to tell you, he didn't go eat with all the sinners. Because some of them wasn't looking for a change. Matter of fact, the one that he was in there, and I think it was Simon, not Simon Peter, but another Simon, that said if he knew what man or woman, well, I'm going to tell you what, he was as much sinner as what she was. Whenever the two men, they went to pray, one said, look at what I've done and what I've got, and I ain't nothing like him. But the one that was down here, Jesus said, I'll take him because of the frame of mind that he came in, because of the broken heart, said, I ain't worth having what you got. But Jesus seen it and said, I'll take him. Now the other guy got his due too, but he didn't get Jesus because of his frame of mind. Kept him from that area that he could have had Jesus. Matter of fact, we brag on Paul about all the books that he wrote. But you know how it started out? Whenever God came and he spoke to Ananias and he said, hey, Ananias, got something for you to do. Jeff, we get excited when God comes and speaks to us, do we not, Daniel? Hey, I got something for you to do. Okay. Well, what I need for you to do, said, there's a fellow named Saul down here. Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Lord. He's looking right here. I've heard of this man, done ready to put a block there. But I'm going to tell you what God told him. I've done took him. Okay? I've got plans for him. You don't know the plans. You don't know what I got in store. You don't know what he's going to have to face. But I've done showed him. But I've still got a job for you to do, and you better get over yourself. If I ever get to a place that I'm going to do what God has me do, Robert, I got to get over myself. Because the frame of mind has everything to do with it. But you know, he goes down there. We know the story. He comes out seeing, but even it took the other people a little while to want to get acceptance of it. Now, I wasn't in them days, so I don't know exactly how, but I would probably be a little bit too, start off with. But sooner or later, we're going to have to quit seeing with these eyes. Because these eyes creates this man a judging who is, who ain't, and who can, and who can't. And I ain't got the power to do none of that. He has never gave me the authority to determine who is lost and who is saved. Now, I can say who I got confidence in and who I don't. But just because I don't have confidence in them, that don't mean they're lost. And just because I do got confidence in them, that don't make them saved. But if they've ever came with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, asking him to come into their heart, then they've been born again. You know, there's people that says, Jesus did not have to save me. Now, I'm going to say this, and Crafton can correct me later if he wants to. But when the Holy Spirit dealt with me, and I came to him with the broken heart and contrite spirit, asking him to come in, he had to save me. He was obligated to save my soul. Amen. And you know what? He really wasn't, and Gene, I'm just going to say this, even my own daddy, he wasn't looking at saving you from all your drinking and you running around. He was saving a lost soul is what he was looking at. is what he was looking. And now when he saved that lost soul, then it can bring its outer man under subjection to that man. And it gives this man a different frame of mind than what he had. Now, we still got to fight him. He still wants to rise up every once in a while and say things about things. But even there was a woman that had an issue of blood. Spent all she had, went to every doctor that she knew, trying to get better. And even society kept her out. According to the way the law was at that moment in time, she was not able to congregate with people. So therefore, I'm just going to step out on the limb and say there was a lot of folks that tell their kids, stay away from her. Stay away from her. I'd have to throw my hand up, Daniel, and say I'm guilty a few times. Now, we do got to watch. I'm not saying that. But we don't need to watch enough that we say that the Lord can't, is what we don't need to do. But there came a point that when, I'm just going to say in her mind, she's like, I don't care what they think. I need help. And there's only one man that can help me. And it wasn't her frame of mind to go up there and say, here I am. But they was a broken heart with a final try, reach out and touch Jesus. And this was going to be her last shot. I feel like she really felt like. After this, if it don't work, it's done. But the Bible says she worked through the press. And within herself, and this is why I know that you don't got to say a word. God knows the very intent of your heart, the very thought in your mind, and He knows even what condition your mind is in when you're talking to Him. Matter of fact, Crafton may remember preaching a message one time about a lot of times we find ourselves talking at God instead of talking to God. Because sometimes we think we're the ones right here and He's right here. And He's there for our convenience when it's not. Matter of fact, I ought to be there for every convenient time that He needs me to do something other. But the Lord, through time, and I believe He's still there today, that'll look out and says, I'll take Him. As long as you come with that frame of mind, I'll take Him. But you know, sometimes we get to where we feel like somebody's did us a little bit wrong, the wrong side. So I'm not going to help them like I thought or like I should. Them four leprous men that was over, and I think Randy spoke some, I think, the other day about something or other. Same situation as this woman outside the city, not allowed to come in here. Y'all stay away from them. But when the Lord used them and they got down there, got a hold of everything, they said, we do not well if we keep all this to ourselves. And it's the same way today. All the blessings that God gives us, all the knowledge that God has given us, every opportunity He's given us is good. But we do not well if we keep it to ourselves. The frame of mind. They could have easily said, I'm not sharing this with none of them folks over there. They don't ever come check on us. They don't care about us. They don't. But they didn't do that, Jeff. They said, we do not well. The little maiden girl with Naaman, she could have said, he come and took me from my home, put me over here and basically made me a slave. I'm not sharing nothing with him. But she didn't do it. The frame of mind was, he needs help. And if we could ever get that frame of mind saying, they need help. Where was you? You needed help, didn't you? Let's scroll back in the pages of time, Daniel. The times in my life, boy, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad there's a few times, like that song says, I'm glad there's a few times that I got my frame of mind right. That God said, okay, now I can work with that. Now he never let me go start with, but he says, but I'll take him. That old prodigal son, he done already had his own ideas. You give me my portion, like he's owed something. I bet we don't ever act like we owed something, do we? Lord, I've been going this way for a long time now. I think they ought to be extra meal in the barrel for me. Well, get your frame of mind right, and they will be. Young man goes out, gets his stuff, goes down, loses it all. Bible says he even got to a place where it says he would have fain. That means he desired to have. He didn't do it, but he desired to have even the husk that was fed to the swine, but no man gave him. I was thinking about that today, Craft. You know what? I'm glad they didn't nobody give him. I am glad that nobody down there gave him a thing. Because that's the problem now, is the world's giving them what they think they want, so they don't see no need to have God in their life. But they didn't know man give him. Daniel said they'd get out there and they wouldn't nobody give them nothing. I believe they'd get up and try to find something. He was going to eat something other that wasn't even good for him. Because I looked that up too, just to make sure. He would have had a big problem, Steve. And that's the problem today, is people's eating what the world's offering and is making their problems even bigger. But the young man had a change of mind. That's what he said. He said, I know what I'll do. You know what? There's a lot of people sit right there on the bench and say, I know what I'll do. I know what I'll do. I know. But they never get up and do it. They just feel bad at the time. Repent within their self. I'll just say it that way. But the young man said, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my father's house. And Gene, his attitude was different when he was going back. He wasn't skipping alone this time. He was coming with some empty pockets, an empty belly, and an empty heart. He done already said, I'll tell my father, I have sinned against you and heaven. That's what he told him. And I believe he practiced it all the way up. But I'm going to tell you what, the father spoke to start with before he even had a chance to say it. But I'm going to tell you what, he said it anyway. Because sometimes we need to hear our own self confess what we've done. Now, I ain't saying all in detail stuff. I don't want to know everything. But the frame of mind had changed. When the frame of mind changed, the outcome changed. People are getting so used to, this is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. Well, it don't have to be. We can change our frame of mind, and then God can work with that. But until I get to the place that He's able to use, He can't use it. But He wants to. But the Father looked and He said, I'll take him. Matter of fact, I done already brought some stuff out here with me when I seen you coming up the road. You see, we ain't going to catch God unprepared. It ain't going to say, hey, give me a minute, Bruce, and I'll figure this thing out. He ain't going to, Crafton. He done ready knows exactly what I need, and He's got it ready for me to accept. But I got to get ready to accept it. Not just say, I know what I'll do. Matter of fact, the scripture says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. That's the frame of mind. I'm just glad that God said, I'll take him. And I'm glad it's still working in 2025. When he said, I am from the beginning, I have been and forevermore, there's no changing him. The way's been made. Ain't been no new way made. But we have to get in our minds that we're going to have to get in his way and do his will and not ours. Get more compassion, I'll be honest with you, and for the world. Because I'm guilty sometimes in my mind, Carrie, of thinking, boy, they're getting exactly what they deserve. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, if I really look back, God has put his grace and mercy on me so much, if I'd got what I deserved, there's no way that I could even be right here tonight. But I'm glad he didn't ever forget me, that when I started here to there, that he came on the scene and helped me change my frame of mind. You know, you ain't ever going to get this totally figured out, and ain't no need of trying. But there's things that we have, and it's necessary that we do figure out. But Jesus looks around at the folks, gives them opportunity, and the ones that came to him, the sinners' houses that he went to, was looking for him, and he came to them. You know, Peter got over there praying on top of one of them's house one day, and Peter was bad about still hanging out with the Jews, ain't throwing off on him, because that was his frame of mind. God let him see in a vision, coming down, he said, take and eat. He said, I ain't never touched in this unclean stuff. Well, God let him know right quick he was God, and he said, what I clean and make common, don't you say, is uncommon. Because what he didn't know is there was an uncommon that was already praying to God but didn't exactly know how to get there. And that's why I know that there's a soul inside of every man that desires to have God. And just like the Ethiopian that said, but I need a man to guide me. That's where we step in, okay? Because they need to see our frame of mind is right here. Instead of saying, well, there ain't no hope for him. But I'm so glad that God's looked down with anybody that's really looking for him and says, I'll take him. I'll take him. Appreciate being here tonight. Anybody got anything that they'd like to say or do?